Welcome to Fill Your Cup Mama, where we empower mothers to prioritize self-care and mental wellness. I'm your host, Belinda Kiriakou, health coach, nutrition and wellness coach, and your fellow mama on a mission to support you on your journey to holistic well-being. In today's episode, we are delving into overcoming mental roadblocks, drawing from both evidence-based strategies and personal anecdotes. So let's dive in. So to begin, let's define what mental roadblocks are. Mental roadblocks are psychological barriers that hinder individuals from achieving their full potential and maintaining their well-being. These barriers can manifest as limiting beliefs, negative thought patterns, unresolved emotions, ultimately inhibiting personal growth and self-care practices. Here are some common mental roadblocks for mothers. Number one is guilt. That mom guilt is real. As mothers, we often experience guilt for taking time for ourselves or pursuing personal interests outside of caregiving responsibilities. Two, overwhelm. Juggling multiple roles and responsibilities can lead to feelings of overwhelm, making it challenging to prioritize self-care and maintain a healthy balance. Three, self-doubt, that silent killer. Doubting one's abilities as a mother or feeling inadequate compared to societal standards can undermine confidence and self-esteem. So here are some insights from research and studies. Research suggests that maternal mental health significantly impacts family dynamics and children's well-being. High levels of maternal stress or untreated mental health issues can lead to adverse outcomes for both mothers and their children. Studies have linked maternal mental well-being to various aspects of child development, including cognitive, emotional, and behavioral outcomes. Interventions targeting maternal mental health have shown positive effects on family functioning and children's development, highlighting the importance of addressing mental roadblocks among mothers. So let's now speak of practical tips for overcoming these mental roadblocks. Number one, mindfulness techniques. Ladies, let's practice mindfulness meditation. Set aside a few minutes each day to focus on your breath and observe your thoughts without judgment. Engage in these mindful activities by incorporating mindfulness into everyday tasks, such as eating, walking, or even when you're playing with your children, by fully immersing yourself in the present moment. I know sometimes it feels like, not sometimes, but all the time, it can be like Groundhog Day. My child wants to play the same songs over again. My child wants to do the same role-playing activities again. The child wants to do the same thing over and over again, and sometimes it could be really draining, especially when you're exhausted, mentally exhausted. But what I really tried to do is just tell myself how grateful I am that I have this child and really just put myself in the moment and be there present fully for her. When we do some journaling prompts, write down your thoughts and feelings. Use journaling as a tool for self-reflection and expression. Explore prompts such as, what beliefs or thoughts are holding me back? How can I prioritize self-care today? When you do gratitude journaling, you're cultivating a positive mindset by jotting down three things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. And finally, setting boundaries. Ladies, learn to say no. It's okay and it's so necessary. By prioritizing your time and energy and setting boundaries and declining requests that don't align with your values or priorities, this is a huge strategy for overcoming mental roadblocks. Communicate your needs. Clearly communicate your boundaries to your family, friends, and colleagues, advocating for your well-being without guilt or hesitation. Why do we struggle in these areas? Learn and feel that it's okay to communicate your own needs, ladies. I'd like to emphasize self-compassion and reframing negative self-talk. When we practice self-compassion, you're treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially during challenging times. So remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes and that you're doing the best you can. Reframe negative self-talk. Challenge negative thoughts by questioning their validity and replace them with more realistic and empowering statements. For example, replace "I'm not good enough" with "I am capable and deserving of love and respect." I am capable and deserving of love and respect. Repeat that several times, ladies, over and over and over again. So here's some personal anecdotes of overcoming mental roadblocks. So as a mother with a 3.5-year-old, I have struggled with feelings of guilt when prioritizing self-care over constant caregiving. However, I realized that by taking care of my own well-being, I could show up as a better parent for my child. And as a health coach, I've witnessed clients overcome self-doubt and fear of failure by cultivating self-compassion and practicing mindfulness techniques. So by reframing their mindset and prioritizing self-care, they've experienced significant improvements in their overall well-being. Fellow mama and ladies, overcoming mental roadblocks is a journey. It's a constant journey, and it's okay to seek support along the way. There's no shame there. By incorporating these actionable strategies and nurturing a mindset of self-compassion, you can also navigate challenges with resilience and grace. And even more empowerment. You are worthy of prioritizing your well-being. Now, let's talk about some inspirational quotes on overcoming mental roadblocks. I'm a sucker for good quotes. 1, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. Quoted by Jon Kabat-Zinn. 2, the only limits that exist are the ones you place on yourself. Unknown. 3, it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. Confucius. 4, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Rumi. And now 5, courage doesn't always soar. Sometimes courage is a quiet voice at the end of the day saying, "I will try again tomorrow." Quoted by Mary Ann Rademacher. Now, discussing affirmations and positive visualization. Affirmations are positive statements that can help reprogram your subconscious mind and challenge negative beliefs. By repeating affirmations such as, "I am worthy," "I am capable," or "I deserve happiness," you can cultivate a more empowering mindset and build self-confidence. Positive visualization. Visualizing success and positive outcomes can activate the brain's neural pathways associated with goal attainment and resilience. Take a few moments each day to visualize yourself overcoming obstacles, achieving your goals, and embodying the qualities you aspire to possess. The power of affirmations and positive visualization is so real. Affirmations and positive visualization serve as powerful tools for shifting your mindset and overcoming mental roadblocks. By consciously choosing to focus on positive thoughts and beliefs, you can rewire your brain for success and resilience. Incorporate affirmations and visualization into your daily routine, whether through morning affirmations, visualization exercises before bed, or incorporating them into your mindfulness or meditation practice. Over time, you'll notice a shift in your mindset and behavior as you cultivate a more optimistic outlook and develop greater resilience in the face of challenges. Remember, the power to overcome mental roadblocks lies within you, and these practices can serve as guiding lights on your journey to holistic well-being. So remember, Mama, my fellow ladies, you are not alone on this journey. By acknowledging and addressing our own mental roadblocks, we can cultivate a healthier mindset and model self-care for our families. Join us next time as we continue to explore strategies for filling your cup and thriving, not just surviving, but thriving as a mother. Until then, take gentle care of yourself. Push yourself just a little bit. This is me, your fellow mom, signing off from Fill Your Cup Mama. Have a great day, everyone.